Yeah, that's something I love about old computers. Like, I never really buy consumer models. I always do business model computers. That's something that people should learn. You buy old refurbished business model laptops, those things are going to last you 10 years. Easy. My school Chromebook, I've had that thing ever since second grade, and it died last year, and I just got a new one. And the hard drive went bad after a few months. Now, how crazy is that? One survived 6 years, one survived 6 months.
Hard drives go bad. I mean, you know, solid-state drives even go bad. I had a terabyte drive on my CF31, and it died on me. I replaced it with a 500-gig drive. I didn't have the money for a terabyte at the time, so I said, just put a 500 in there, and I'll be good. And I had been. But I missed having the terabyte drive because I was putting all kinds of stuff on there. But anyway. And motorized drives, the nice thing about the solid-state drive is there's no moving parts. At least there's no motors that take away from your battery usage. So you get a little added time that way. But you know, even if you do have a motorized drive, it's not going to be that much. A couple of years ago, I bought a whole skid of CF18s, except that they were made for a specific purpose. A fire department down in Florida was using them for all their rescue vehicles and all their fire trucks. It came with 4 gigs of RAM, not upgradable to anything. And for that specific purpose, it worked great. And they had them on, phone cards in them, big cards. But they plugged right in, and it recognized their network and everything else. It worked great. They're the same size as CF19. It's just that the CF19 can have as little as 4 gigs of RAM or as much as 16 gigs of RAM. The one I have here has got 12, and it works just fine. Both of my Panasonic touchpads are 8 gigs of RAM, and they got 256 gigabyte solid-state drives on them, and they work great. And they've got front cameras, back cameras, and... What else? They do Wi-Fi. It's got USB 3.1 on it. And if you so desire, you can put a SIM card in it and, you know, get on a network when there's no Wi-Fi available. But anyway, you can do that with any computer these days. My call is WIADX. Just look me up on QRZ and send it to my address, and I'll forward the information to you.